Audio track 20, page 272, module 12, literature, lesson 1, William Shakespeare. Shakespeare's early life. William Shakespeare was born on 23rd of April 1564 to Mary Arden and John Shakespeare in Stratford-upon-Avon, a rural market town in central England. He was the third of eight children. His father was a prosperous glover, and his mother a wealthy farmer's daughter. William attended Stratford Grammar School, where he received a good education. At 18, he married Anne Hathaway, who was 26. They had three children, Susanna, Hamnet, and Judith. Shakespeare's career in London. In the late 1580s, Shakespeare moved to London, where he worked as a writer and an actor. Here, he produced most of his work. In 1594, he joined a company of actors supported by the Lord Chamberlain and were therefore called the Lord Chamberlain's Men. They rapidly became the leading dramatic company. They had the best actors, the best theatre, the Globe, and the best writer, Shakespeare, of course, who, by the late 1590s, was also part owner of the Globe Theatre. The Lord Chamberlain's Men often performed at the royal court and in the castles of the nobles. From 1603, the company enjoyed the patronage of James I and was called the King's Men. By this time, Shakespeare was rich and very famous. He bought houses and land in Stratford and property in London. In 1613, he retired to Stratford-upon-Avon, where he died in 1616. Shakespeare's works. Between 1589 and 1613, Shakespeare wrote at least 37 plays and collaborated on several more. His plays are divided into three categories: history plays, tragedies, and comedies. History plays, 10, are dramas about political conflicts and the lives of some of England's kings who ruled the country during the 14th and 16th centuries. The most famous history plays include Henry IV, Richard II, and Richard III. Tragedies, 10, are serious events that usually end with the death of the main character or characters. Shakespeare's well-known tragedies are Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, King Lear, Macbeth, Othello, the Moor of Venice, and Romeo and Juliet. Comedies, 17, are humorous plays centered on love, domestic troubles, and family affairs. The most popular comedies are All's Well That Ends Well, A Midsummer Night's Dream, As You Like It, The Tempest, The Merchant of Venice, The Comedy of Errors, and Much Ado About Nothing. He also wrote several poems, 154 short poems called sonnets, which are about themes such as the passage of time, mortality, beauty, and love, and four long poems, including Venus and Adonis, The Rape of Lucrece, and A Lover's Complaint. The importance of Shakespeare. Shakespeare was popular in his own lifetime and is still popular today, after 400 years. He is one of the world's greatest playwrights, and his plays are performed all over the world, translated in many different languages and adapted by many different cultures. This is because Shakespeare wrote fantastic, exciting stories and poems whose themes are universal: love, hope and pain, desire, hatred and jealousy, ambition, power and corruption, loyalty and treachery, innocence, guilt and sin, good and evil, the importance of human relationships, and many more. His work gives us the greatest sense of the value of human life and helps us to understand ourselves and to recognize the laws of emotion and nature which govern our lives. Shakespeare explored the complexities of the human condition and captured the essence of human conflict, which is timeless and relatable to every generation.